Hi, brothers and sisters. This is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com. Audio Gospel Way. Today's title or episode is God Wants Us Whole. What I mean by that? When I say the word whole, he wants us well. He doesn't want us financially in jeopardy in all areas of life. When Jesus came down to earth, he established everything through the cross by his suffering at Calvary, by his shed blood, brought us into righteousness with God. So as a father, our heavenly father, he wants his children whole, lacking nothing. So if you're sick, this was not God's plan. This is not his plan today. It is not his plan for you. If you're financially in jeopardy, that's not his will. That is never his will for his children. He doesn't want us suffering. He doesn't want us in lack. All things were freely given to us through Jesus Christ. Now, you have to surrender your life to Jesus. If you're not born again, you must do so. You cannot become an heir unless you decide to surrender your life to the King, to the one who centered his life, who laid his life down, freely gave his life for the world. So, with that being said, if you're sick, this is the enemy. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Do not blame God. God is not the cause for your illness. So, all these things on this earth, the plagues, the diseases, this is not God's will. God did not create the world and bring us into this world to have us suffer. This is the reason Jesus laid his life down, so that we can freely have access to all the things from God's original plan. Now, yes, we are born into sin. By that, we must surrender our lives, our spiritual lives, over to Jesus. We must do so in order to become heirs to all these promises. Until you do so, you will be suffering as the world, because this is what the world, this is the worldly way. This is the enemy's way. He is the prince of the air. Okay? This is not Jesus' way. Jesus' way is that you may have peace and have life abundantly, not lacking nothing. So if you're sick, if you have cancer, don't claim it. Rebuke it, denounce it, and speak the word of God over your case. Now, in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 24, I'm going to read and speak on these things. These are God's words. Verse 20, my son, give attention to my words and incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Okay, out of your heart flows the issues of life. Now, you have to plant the word of God into your heart. When you do so, Jesus and God is telling us, for they are life to those that find them. My son, give attention to my words. Give attention to my words. So first thing we must ask ourselves, if we are failing in health or lacking in any area, where are we putting our priorities? What is grabbing our attention on a daily basis? Are you putting the word of God first? Or are you running to it when you find yourself in trouble? That's fine if you run into it for trouble. That's fine. God doesn't have a problem with that. But what he wants us to do is to put his word first to avoid having these things come upon us. Now, if you don't have the word of God in your heart, you will have to place these words in your heart for these blessings to come upon you. My son, give attention to my words and incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh, for they are life, meaning it will cause God to rain down blessings upon you, whether it be financial, spiritual, whatever the need is, out of your heart, when the word of God resides there, he's there. So when the enemy comes against you, it cannot prevail because what lives within you. Okay. Now in Proverbs 3, verses 7, God says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. These words are the remedy and health. These are truth. In God, there is no lie. So if you are sick or if you are dealing with any illness, meditate on these things. Speak on the word. Speak the word of God over your situation, over your finances. Confess with your mouth, we have all things through Christ Jesus, and claim those things that you have right, that you are rightful heirs to. The enemy wants to keep you silent. The enemy wants to keep you sick. The enemy wants to keep you broke. The enemy wants to keep you discouraged. These are not characteristics of God. This is the enemy's way. He wants to seek to kill, steal, and destroy all of God's children. He wants to keep you ignorant. So if you don't know the word, that makes him proud. So why are you pleasing the devil? What is the problem with opening the word of God and meditating on some of his scripture on a daily basis, putting God first? Why put the world first when all this stuff eventually will be gone? It will be burned with the scorching fire when Jesus returns. So where is your hope? Where is your hope? What's getting you upset? What's drawing your attention? Where are your priorities? Stop. Think, brothers and sisters. Meditate. Open the word of God. Acknowledge that Jesus has done all these things for us. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop trying to do things in your own effort. Surrender it to Jesus. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Plant that seed in your heart and let it grow. This is health to your flesh and to your strength, to your bones. This is words, the words of God. Why did he put that there? He put it there for us. He put it there to keep us from getting sick. For our health, for our recovery, for our blessings, for our financial blessings, to keep us out of worry, to keep us in peace. This is what God wants. He wants us in peace, lacking nothing. He doesn't want us sick. He doesn't want us worrying. You know, put your priorities together, and your priority meaning put God first in everything. Acknowledge him in all things, in all your ways. Trust him. That's the big key. Who are you trusting? Are you trusting the report the doctors gave? Is that where your trust is? Or are you trusting in the Word of God, who does not lie, who does not know what it means to lie? In Him there is no lie. The enemy, there is a liar. He's a born liar. He's the father of lies. The enemy wants to keep you sick. The enemy wants to steal your finances. The enemy wants to keep you broke, because that causes confusion, chaos, worry. It causes all kind of havoc in relationships. You know, this is the enemy's way. It's not God's way. So if you're going through something, call on the name of Jesus. Put your hope in Jesus. Put your focus on Jesus. Look to Jesus. Pray to God. Thank Him in all circumstances. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is the one that will deliver you. Not the doctors. And I'm not saying anything against doctors. But Luke was a physician. And Jesus chose him to follow Him, because there are things that doctors cannot do, but only the hand of God can pull you out. And Luke was one of the physicians that walked with Jesus, one of the 12. So, with that understanding, know who is your ultimate healer. It is God. It is Jesus. When you speak in His name and you speak the Word of God over your situation, the enemy has to let his hands off of you. Illness, sicknesses, and diseases has to flee. They can't stay within your body. For God's Word says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all your flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you." Now, that is very important. The words that you speak. In other words, you can't speak good words and evil words and think the blessing's going to come. They are total odds against each other. Okay? You have to speak life over your situation. You got to put all kind of defile speaking, your attitude towards others. If you have anything against anyone, forgive them. When you do so, God can forgive us of all our trespasses. As I stated before, we're born into sin. We're all sinners. That you must confess that you are a sinner. Acknowledge that. But by God's grace and His mercy and what Jesus has done on the cross, our sins have been washed clean. But you have to know the truth. God does not want us sick. He does not want us broke. Jesus came for that very purpose, to deliver us from the bondage of the enemy, who came to steal, kill, and destroy. Put God first. Seek Him in all things. Let your heart not be troubled. Put away deceitful talking, perverse lips, things that are totally the opposite of what God taught and teaches. Look to Jesus. Pray to Jesus. Meditate on His Word. Let it get inside your heart, until the only thing that you think about is the Word of God. This world, its way, is not the way that God wants us to follow. Everything that we see in this world is destructive. It is not it's not to your advantage. Yes, you may see folks on television living certain ways and certain kinds of ways, but what do you know about them inwardly? Okay? God looks at our spirit. It's our spirit man that he judges. So, with that being said, you have to feel the word of God into your heart. Let that be your priority. That is where you should give your attention. Praise the Lord. And I want to end this episode with a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father, I pray for those that are going through any sickness and illness, that they look towards heaven and call on the name of Jesus. Jesus saves. There is power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for the Son. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for delivering us from sin and hell and the grave and all those things the enemy came to do to destroy your people. But by your sacrifice, Lord, you are the King. And in all ways, we acknowledge you. So I pray for those, O Lord, who are going through these difficult times, that they seek your face and read your word and put the word in their heart and meditate it on it day and night so that they can be healed, because your word is truth. And as it says, it will be health to our flesh and strength to our bones. Praise your heavenly name. Thank you, Jesus.